anytime you play a division game, and both teams really want to win bad, and it's a big rivalry. It's always a big game.
And of course, do you feel right now the Broncos are starting to get their offense together? I mean, it's been together, but I mean, getting better.
Yeah, I do. I feel like we've been doing a lot of good things. And we just haven't been finishing off drives the right way. So that's what we got to try to do, just finish off drives the right way, and we'll be putting up a lot more points.
What gets so tough in the red zone? Is it the compressed feel that the defense has to work with? Or is it some?
Yeah, I mean, that makes it harder, a little bit harder. But overall, if you just go out there and execute, you know, what's called and do it right, you shouldn't have a problem. And we just got to focus on that.
You're only going into the fifth game of the season now. Is this – I know it wouldn't be as long season. It's not really what you call a must win, but it's a necessary win.
They all are. You know, every game you play is a big game. It doesn't matter when in the season it is. So you got to look at them all the same.
How did it feel being on the other side of knowing you got to score every drive?
It's not fun being on the other side. They played great football over there, and they didn't make any mistakes, and we jumped on them early, and you know, hopefully we were kind of hoping they'd make a couple mistakes and they didn't do it.
A lot of people have compared this defensive situation to your defense last year in Indy and hoping they can maybe gel the second half of the season. What happened over there that they were able to come together for that run?
I don't know. I don't know what those guys did. All of a sudden it was kind of night and day. Just couldn't run the ball on them, but I don't know what went on. We got Bob Sanders back, and that obviously helped out a lot. But other than that, I don't know really what they did.
San Diego, and your experience with this team, I mean, they got more talent than anybody in the league, it seems. It's just once they can put it together.
Yeah, you know, it's just you see a couple of mistakes here and there, and those kind of mistakes that, you know, they've been making have been costing them ball games. And you know they're going to put it together. You know they got the talent, so you got to be ready for a hard-fought game.
Brandon, you hear this all the time. It's only the fifth week of the season. Is it a must-win?
I think every game is a must-win. You got to go into it with that mindset that every game is do or die, because it's hard to play catch-up at the end.
Divisional game makes it that much more important.
Yeah. Yeah, divisional game. You know, when tiebreakers and all that come into effect at the end, it always comes back to divisional games. So definitely double the importance.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes, Brandon.
How much of a difference does it make to win that before the bye week?
I don't think it makes you treat it any different, bye or no bye. They're all, you know, important and very important. So, it doesn't make any difference.
It's going to feel better to have 2 weeks to think about a win, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it makes you feel a lot better about yourself heading into a bye. There's no doubt about it. But importance-wise, they're all just as important.
This week, obviously, in another sport, the Colorado Rockies are
having
a tremendous run, and you guys are obviously struggling. Is their success taking some pressure off you guys a little bit?
I don't know. I know everybody here is pulling for them. A lot of guys went to the game. I wish I could have gone, just couldn't make it, watched it on TV. So it's been awesome following them. The way they've done it, you know, everybody can learn from, especially in this locker room, the way they fought at the end and the things that they did there the other night to win that ball game. That was something special.
Obviously, it's a totally different sport, but is there any way that the energy that's going on over there can feed over here and translate over here and help you guys?
I mean, sure. I mean, if you watch what they did, like I said, I mean, you watch how they fought, never gave up, and down two in the 13th, and you know, against one of the best closers in the big leagues, and came out with a win. I mean, just that never say die attitude.
All right, thanks, Brandon.
Yep.